Hey Meg, how's it going?
Pretty good, how about you?
Pretty good. Middle of summer.
Middle of summer.
Lots going on.
We're exhausted.
It's crazy.
It's fun though.
This next week's going to be real crazy for us.
Yep, we got a few fun things coming. But, you ready for a joke?
I'm ready for a joke.
Okay. What did the child vampire say before going to bed?
No idea.
Turn on the dark, mummy. I'm scared of the light.
Cute.
I got one more. One more. Last one.
Okay.
That's good. None of these are Mr. Boo Boo jokes, so they're very appropriate.
Mr. Boo Boo ditched us for the weekend.
Yes. Our own dad jokes. Why don't vampires like mosquitoes?
Why don't vampires? Because they suck the blood?
Too much competition.
See, I was on the right track.
Yes.
I was on the right track.
But the vampires has to do with what we're talking about today.
Vampires
and
werewolves.
Not my favorite.
Like werewolves.
No, we're doing another Encounters episode today.
The last one was so well received.
Yeah, we had fun doing it too.
It was really fun.
It was easy. It was fun. It was, interesting to hear.
Kind of relaxing.
Yeah, and to get stories that are not like mainstream stories that are just actual people's encounters. So we decided to make it a series. And so this week we decided to
We're going
to
sprinkle it in.
Yeah.
Sprinkle them
vampires
in.
and werewolves.
This time.
Yes.
Last time was Bigfoot and aliens.
Yep. Which was a solid one.
That was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Like I said, well received.
So we'll see how this one goes.
Here you go. Welcome to Lunatic Soup, the podcast where we go into all things wild, weird, and unknown. We're your host, Meg.
And I'm Raina. Ready to brew up some Lunatic Soup?
Let's go. It has been a little while.
It's been a while. It's been like a month since we recorded.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we didn't see each other for like 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. So we were feeling rusty.
A little rusty.
But this, unsure when this will eventually air, but we're getting back in the flow. We got a lot coming. We got spooky season coming up.
Wait till you see what we have.
We have so many fun things. So many fun topics. We're excited.
Going on some investigations coming up.
We're getting interviewed on a radio show tomorrow night.
Not tomorrow night, but then once this year airs, it'll be before.
Yeah, we'll have already happened, but still. We're excited about it. Doesn't matter.
And then we've conducted a couple of interviews that we're going to be airing.
Yeah.
We have aired. I don't know.
Big things over here at the Lunatic Soup Podcast, man.
And with spooky season coming up, we've got some fun things planned.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Me too.
All right, we got a cider today. I found these. I don't even remember where I found them, to be quite honest. These are Two Town Ciders, and it's Two Berry Dream.
It's a berry limeade. Oh, limeade is my literal most favorite thing on planet Earth.
And we got to get these summery ones in now.
I cracked it too soon. I was really excited. You guys, we haven't recorded for so long, I forgot our routine.
Yeah. 5.3%.
There it is. I have made my straw extended so that because we have found that a lot of times when we pick up our drinks when we're recording.
Opening the straw.
Some ASMR for you guys. That it makes noises, obviously, at the microphone picks it up and lots of bumping. So I got us these extendable straws so that we don't have to pick it up and I can just put my straw.
Whoa.
It's tart. Whoa, we don't need to sour slut that.
The eye pucker.
Jesus! No, it's delightful. It's berry. It's not sweet. It's tart. I know. It looks so good. Meg says we look ridiculous. I think we look awesome.
Got my computer in front of me, the drink in front of my computer, and this ridiculous.
And of course, this is the one time when our video is not what it normally is, so we're not getting this. Like, this, you're just too zoomed in on our faces. Wait. Drink out of your straw.
We're doing this for you guys, so you don't hear all the bumps.
Yeah. This is for you guys, not just for us. It's so easy just to take a sip, though.
So, like we said, today's an Encounters episode. So we each picked three stories with our given topic.
Yep.
The other one hasn't heard our stories.
And even us, I just briefly read through the stories.
Yeah. just to make sure they were on topic.
These ones are not super long, but
yeah.
But
you got the vampires.
I'm vampires.
I got werewolves.
Yep. So I will say, I'll go first this time because you did last time.
Okay.
And I will say that in researching the vampires, a lot of the stories that I got were more on the like spiritual side of vampires, mm-hmm. like as in vampires are more like interdimensional being kind of things, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And you know, so some of them are not.
I feel about interdimensional.
I mean,
crap.
It's our favorite. It is. But so they're not necessarily like people seeing them. It's more, you'll see what I'm saying. But the first one I'm going to go with is the one where it is what I think someone believes that they encountered a vampire. Okay.
Yeah, my screen's moving on its own, so it caught me off guard. We've had a lot of weird shit happen today.
Yeah.
Like, equipment not working.
Yep.
Things muting on their own.
Just weirdness. We probably should have cleansed before we did anything.
Probably. Is Freddy in the microwave?
Freddy's in the microwave. He is. Goddamn. Mercury in freaking retrograde trying to kill us. All right, you guys ready for this?
Let's go.
So, and then I'm going to
have me read
the definition. You read what that is.
Okay.
Okay. So, the article that I have is called Possible Strigoi / Vampire Encounter. So, we had to quickly, Google what Strigoi meant, and I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I'm not sure if
It's Strigoi or Stregoi. So, what does that mean?
So, a Strigoi is Romanian mythology, and it's a troubled spirit that is said to have risen from the grave.
Yeah.
So, the differences between a Strigoi, mm-hmm. we're saying it, and a vampire. Strigoi are defined as, quote, living vampires, and humans who are infected with vampirism are vampires.
Vampires. Interesting.
So vampires are turned. Strigois are the OG.
The OG. All right.
Yeah.
So my mom has worked at a small rural hospital for about 6 years. She is an ER receptionist, so she is the first person you see when you come into the emergency room, the one you give all the paperwork to fill out and such. Through these 6 years, she has worked mostly nights 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. and has quite a cast of characters that she has seen come through the front door. Every transient, druggie, and local has passed through the lobby, and she has seen one of them at least twice. But one night, she encountered something that she had never seen before and never again since. Back in the first year, my mom was quick to get the hang of things, so she was left alone to work at the counter. The ER faced the parking lot, so she could see people coming in from far away and anticipated their moves. One night at about 2 a.m., she was working on her computer and looked up and was surprised to see two people standing right there. A man and a woman just standing there staring at her, and she stared back. The parking lot was dark, there were no cars in sight, and they just appeared out of nowhere. After a long moment, they came into the lobby and went right up to the desk. My mom said that her alarm bell started going off in her head as soon as she saw them and she knew something wasn't right. For one thing, they were very tall. The desk my mom sat at would come up to her chest, the chest of an average person. With these people, my mom could see the pelvic bone of the woman. They were dressed for hot weather because it was summer. That was right. Okay.
So she could see the pelvic bone.
Yeah. Because
she was wearing like a cutoff top.
Yeah. Cutoffs or whatever.
Yeah.
They were also very skinny. And my mom emphasized that. Very dirty looking and very dry. They didn't look like your typical druggies though.
They need to moisturize.
I mean, obviously. Yeah. Flaking skin.
Ew.
And very skinny and tall.
Okay, I'm getting like this mental picture, and it's creepy.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
not fun. The woman kept stroking her neck with long fingers, saying she had a sore throat. Uh-huh. For my mom, for the first and only time, didn't say a word. She just looked at them, and a word kept coming into her head, Strigoi. So, like, the mom obviously, knew about this kind of thing, and so she just, whatever her intuition was, is saying, mm-hmm. like...
When your thingy goes off, you gotta listen
to it. Yeah, you do have to listen to it. My mom looked at them, and the woman looked to the man, looked back to my mom, and then to the man again, the whole time just smiling and stroking her throat, and then said to the man, "Do you think she will let us through, or should we go somewhere else?" My mom stayed silent as the woman repeated the pattern of looks, and then they both smiled at my mom and then left. Almost after, my mom texted me asking if vampires needed permission to enter places like hospitals. I told her since if she was technically the person to say who went back to the ER, that they would need her permission. We both knew that Strigoi was a type of Romanian vampire mythology, and that that was the word she kept hearing in her mind. She never saw that couple again, and while we talk about what happened, and it does make me wonder when I hear stories about black-eyed children and other tales of vampires, what did she see that night? And how close was she to seeing something unreal?
So I wonder if, like, these creatures were coming in saying, my throat hurts, because they wanted to, I don't know, feed?
Feed, find blood.
And they wanted to go to a hospital where there's easy pickings?
So I will say that I went into the comments after reading the story, because I was trying to, like, decide if I was going to do this. And this one is one of my stories. And, you know, people right away are like, oh, you know, rubbing your throats, they're probably druggies, they're probably meth heads, they're all these things. And, you know, the girl said, they were too composed and too quiet. Like, they, like, you're on meth, you're tweaking, you're jittery, and they were too, and she said it was the way that they, this woman was, like, moving was just very unusual. Like, it was something that was odd. So then, someone asked the question that said, demons and vampires apparently need permission to enter places.
Correct.
This, so.
Right. I wonder.
She's saying that...
Wait, demons too?
Well, this is what this is saying on here.
Okay.
So, demons need permission to... Or, sorry, to do evil. Which is usually... Yeah, managed to get through the psychic manipulation of people who have not had the Holy Spirit. Again, that's like a religious piece to
it. Yeah.
You know, that's... Yeah. Whatever. Supposedly, demons crave human blood. Again, that's... And specifically from scared people. This is just what someone is writing. So she's saying, this girl is saying that what her mom saw was demon-possessed Satanists, so that they are humans that were possessed by a demon, and that those kinds of people drink human blood of tortured victims.
I don't buy that one, because their physical appearance, the height, and all those other things that seemed more non-human, so I don't think they were possessed.
Yeah, I don't think so either, and the girl responded back. And she said, my mom has encountered things that she believes are demons, and these just did not see, like, match what she has previously seen.
Ancient beings.
Ancient beings. She just, something was very, very, very not right. So,
that's interesting.
Take what you will with that, I guess. You know, I don't even know where I stand on believing in vampires and what it is.
I'm not sure either.
Like, I
believe that the lore and the legend of vampires or these types of creatures is definitely throughout many different cultures.
Yes.
And so there's a connection somewhere, but is it just a simple way to explain something else?
Right. Like, plenty of things. And then what my next story, after you do yours, it will go into, like, the spiritual side of it, which has to do with dimensions, which that is where my head automatically more goes towards, I think, personally. But, yeah, but this is obviously people who... like, looked, like, real, and she thought they were vampires, and who the fuck knows?
Huh.
I mean, I don't want to encounter any, but, you know.
No.
Take it away, werewolves.
So this is called My Werewolf Sighting. All right, this is a teensy bit longer. This is something that happened to my husband and I a good 9 years ago. We had gone to watch a friend's band play, and were headed home from downtown Dallas. I don't live in the Metroplex any longer, so there's no personal info given. It was around 1 a.m. and we still had plans before I was expected home. We were still dating at the time. So we headed to his apartment in one of the South Dallas suburbs. This is a pretty well-populated suburb, but by the time we got close to his apartment, the roads were pretty much empty. I used to live in South Dallas.
Oh, really?
It's creepy.
No.
Yeah, I don't like it. We exited the highway and turned into the street that led to his apartment. But as soon as we passed the traffic light under the highway, we both saw it plain as day. Stone sober and wide awake, we both saw a mother effing werewolf type creature exit a neighborhood street. And that's how she wrote it out. Mother effing. I wasn't.
You know, if it was me, I would have just helped her out with the word. Just fixed it for her.
So werewolf type creature exit a neighborhood street and calmly run in about four steps across a four-lane road. Ooh, those are big strides.
Jeez.
Yeah. It was about 75 yards in front of us, but it wasn't exactly the way I'd imagine a werewolf. It was completely canine, no human features at all, except for the fact that it was on two legs. The legs were massive, and the thing was about 7 feet tall, but the arms reminded me of T-Rex arms. They were small and still hung like dog legs. They seemed very useless if the thing were trying to attack something. The head was also odd. Besides being a typical dog color, grayish black, the eyes were bright glowing yellow. Even when there weren't headlights shining directly on them, they were still glowing yellow. It didn't look like the glow an animal gets from lights on their eyes, like the reflection.
Yeah.
But the thing that stood out to me the most was the biocular eyes like a fish. I saw the eyes clearly, even though he was completely profiled to us. Here's a picture I drew. I couldn't quite get it right. It was a little more menacing in the head and face that I could convey, but I couldn't figure out how to draw it without making it look cartoonish. So pull up the picture that I sent you.
Okay.
And describe what you see.
I mean, it looks like a werewolf.
Yeah.
It looks like a dog on its hind legs standing up.
Mm-hmm.
With, smaller arms in front. One eye on this side, a big snout.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the werewolf from Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly. Yes, yeah. It looks like a wolf standing up.
Yeah, make sure to post that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah,
which is interesting.
Yeah. So I mean, that's what she's describing. The road we were driving on had heavy trees to the right-hand side of us. When the creature came out, it was running, but crossed the road in just a few steps. It was big enough and effortlessly fast enough to know that a human couldn't have dressed up and done this. There was an open field that he ran into. When my husband and I got to where the trees broke, we both turned our heads to look. It was long gone by then, and it was only about 4 seconds later. More about what this thing looked like. It was more menacing than the photo, but to be honest, much less scary than what I would imagine a werewolf to be. When it was running across the road, I didn't get the sense that it cared that we saw it or not. I didn't feel fear, as if we were threatened, only disbelief. Again, it's not like we were in a rural area by any stretch of the imagination. When we passed the tree line, his apartment complex was literally another 150 yards or so up the road. We hurried in and didn't exactly get to our, quote, plans. We basically just sat there in silence trying to rationalize. Still to this day, I often think to myself, did this really happen? But as soon as I close my eyes and think about it, those bright yellow eyes are still there.
Interesting.
The first comment is, fucking Texas.
That's great.
Yeah. So what do you think about that?
Oh, that sounds legit to me. My first thought was possible cryptid of some kind. Yeah. But also isn't a werewolf cryptid, so.
Yeah, because
you don't actually know. Yeah. It sounds like they actually, it's hard when people write something that convincing, like, obviously people can make shit up and just
for stories.
Oh, yeah,
it could just be a story.
But to me, that sounds like something.
Yeah, they saw something. Mm-hmm. And I guess they're the only ones that know if they saw it or not.
Yeah.
And she specifically said they were sober. So.
Yeah. And that is a big,
mm-hmm.
Drunk brains make it up. I don't know. Do you believe in werewolves?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of legend that comes out of, like, France.
Right.
Regarding, like, where the werewolf legend came from. And I believe that there was something, but they had to rationalize what was going on. Because mm-hmm. it was, like, eating children in town.
Yeah.
So they had to come up with something. But I'm not sure I believe that you're bit and turned into a werewolf on the full moon.
True.
So.
I agree with that.
Maybe there's a variation of that.
Mm-hmm.
As, like you said, a cryptid.
Or right.
Interdimensional being.
Yeah, and for me, like, just hearing that, my first thought is, like, not a cryptid, or not a werewolf, because a werewolf is a person that turns into a wolf.
Right. I don't think I believe that side of things.
Yeah. I believe, like, what is Dogman? Isn't Dogman another?
It's a cryptid.
It's a cryptid. Is that, like, similar?
Yeah. It's actually one of my stories. I looked at the comments.
And it said Dogman.
People are like, maybe that's second, Dogman.
The second that you said it, that was where my head went first, was mm-hmm. Dogman. I was like, maybe it's dog, like, what is yeah. Dogman or whatever.
Yeah.
Also, could be skinwalkers. I know that, you get on skinwalker TikTok, drink.
We're not allowed to say that word.
We can't, because we're not Native American.
I think it upsets people.
Mm-hmm.
So, flesh movers.
Flesh movers. Okay. I'm going to keep that in because it's a knowledgeable thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my friend called them something else, and I can't remember what it was, but.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I've listened to podcasts where they've said it,
mm-hmm.
and people have written in and said, hey, that word brings up a lot of bad things to a lot of people.
Interesting.
And this was Sinisterhood. And they said, okay, so we didn't know that. So we
will make sure we
fix
that
word
again.
Perfect.
Okay. Good to know. So what did you say it was again?
Flesh movers.
Flesh movers. So it was what? Others know as skinwalkers, but flesh movers, so...
And we know, no offense if that word is upsetting.
Yeah, we apologize.
We're using the knowledge that we have.
Yes, but, and so that theory to me, because when you see some of those things, like,
that scares me.
They're terrifying.
And have you ever watched, okay, I'm going to say, what's the name of the show.
Yeah, we're talking about the show.
Skinwalker Ranch.
Yes, and it is terrifying.
It's terrifying.
It is so scary. Mm-hmm. And there's so much, like, evidence and, like, that's that kind of stuff. And that, so that was my other first thought was,
you want to scare me? Show me TikToks with those.
Have you ever gotten on that side of?
I try not to.
It is, they'll have, like, dogs. Like, they did one, I saw a guy have one the other day, and this dog was at the front door, and he was like, I thought it was my dog, and then my dog's standing behind me. So what the fuck is that? And the dog is like, looks exactly like his dog, but isn't. And then it starts to like, I had to turn it off. Or there's one where a deer comes out of the bushes and its head's like completely sideways. Or a goat, you know, goats have those, like the eyes I was talking about before where it's like slits.
Yeah.
But it does, its eyes aren't like that. It's like completely like almost like a human eye.
You see that one? I don't know if it's like, I think it was Putin walking and the guard, like the way he twists
his
head.
Yes.
That.
Yeah. There's a lot of.
So. I would like to know if these beings are, if that was in Russia, they can't be just a Native American creature.
Well, I don't think that they are. I think it's maybe the name. It has to do with Native American like lore and whatever, mm-hmm. and so that's why it might not be okay for us to say. But I think that whatever that is something that is all over the world, but I think there's a hot spot for it in where the Skinwalker Ranch is.
That's in Utah, right?
Yeah,
in the desert in Utah?
Yeah.
And I've been to the desert in Utah, and I mean, it is so vast that...
Yeah. There's so many places that are so vast that it's like, you just don't know.
Well, I'm going to see if that's something we can do an episode on.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we can, but maybe we can do an Encounters.
I will also ask, I have a really good friend who is Native American, and she is very up on like what is...
How about an Encounters episode? Ask if we can do one of those, because there's going to be stories.
Well, I just also want to know, if what we can say, if we can't say Skinwalkers, so that it is, we're doing the correct, whatever it is, by whatever. Anyways, but that's what I think. That to me seemed very plausible.
But don't
plausible.
They invoke fear? And she said she didn't have any fear.
Yeah, you're right. No, they can. Yeah. So...
We'll see.
Interdimensional being, if you will.
Yep.
All right. So now for interdimensional...
This cider is really going down. It's a really nice, like, summery... Mm-hmm. Oh, I picked it up.
Oh, there's two of these. But, so this one is, what's your scariest vampire encounter story that's actually true? So some Reddit user asked that. And there's, like, two comments, but I'm going to read the big comment that is there from 9 months ago. So it says, to start off... I have absolutely no interest in trying to prove my experiences true to anyone. If you are skeptical, you would be better off not reading this at all. I do not take any drugs that would have induced any sort of altered state. And other than my own work on my spiritual path, there was nothing at the time that would have brought these experiences on. It was sudden, completely unexpected, and I wrote it out until it passed. So there is that. And then also trigger warning is... blood, gore, and terrifying experience.
Okay.
So, now that we have all that. So with the trigger warnings out of the way, let's go. So with all of that out of the way, I should say that I work with spirits and I'm on my spiritual path and it's centered around vampirism, apparently. Okay. So I deal with vampires from time to time, but the kind I've experienced are with all incorporeal spirits. All incorporeal. Incorporeal.
Incorporeal?
Is that it? Is it corp or eel?
Are we going to have another pseudonym incident here?
Incorporeal? Well, I don't know what this word is.
Spell.
I-N-C-O-R-P-O-R-E-A-L.
Incorporeal.
Incorporeal.
Or what?
E-A-L.
It means not composed of matter, having no material existence. I had no idea that's what
that
word
me either.
Was.
Okay, so... Okay, incorporeal spirits.
Having
no physical existence. So she has lots of experiences with...
Okay.
Something that has things like spirit.
Spirit.
Energy.
But
whatever.
Never had a physical existence.
Never had a physical existence. Okay. So she says, I don't know if physical vampires exist other than humans with vampiric needs like Sanger... Another word that
spell.
I...
Spell.
Sang, S-A-N-G-U-I-N-A-R-I-A-N-S.
Sanguarians, sometimes referred to as hematophages, consume the blood of others. Psychic Gross. Vampires claim to attain nourishment from the aura or pragmic energy.
Yeah, and that others. Was sort of the thing, psychic vampires, so...
Have you seen What We Do in the Shadows, the TV show?
No.
And the energy vampire in it? Like, it's hilarious. It's from New Zealand. I'm sure your husband
knows about it.
Yeah. It is the funniest show, and the energy vampire is like this guy from an office, and he's just like, hey guys, so this is what I did this weekend.
I mean, sounds great.
And he just drains everybody.
And drains their energy. I know real life people like that.
They're energy vampires.
Energy vampires. Mm-hmm. Real thing. Okay. So that's what she deals with normally.
Okay.
So I was settling down to go to bed and had not yet changed, and my partner was still getting ready. But I chose to lie on my back for a second and close my eyes. I was still fully awake and fully conscious in the moment, but I felt my entire state of consciousness shift. And while I could still feel my body, I could also tell I was somewhere else spiritually. It was hard to explain to people who haven't experienced an out-of-body sensation, but even though I could feel my body, I knew I was laying in my bed.
Okay.
No, it was could feel my body.
She could feel her body.
She could feel her body. She was laying in bed, but her mind was somewhere else. Yes. So that part felt like a thin facade, and the spiritual world was thrown into. I was thrown into felt like more real life than the life I live every day. I was standing in an infinite plane, and I was met by strange things with bloody deer skulls and heads, with sharp teeth and antlers made out of jagged, twisting bones.
That sounds like a Wendigo.
Their bodies. Yes.
Doesn't it?
Whoa, yeah. Mm-hmm. Their bodies looked like robes made out of flesh.
That's exactly a Wendigo.
Almost like it was superimposed behind the creatures I was seeing. I saw a masculine humanoid being with a sharp jawline and absolutely no human emotion staring directly at me with glowing blue eyes. I felt that it was showing me these vivid visions, and minutes passed of it just staring at me and horrible visions being pushed into my mind. So the deer skull-headed creature started to twist in impossible ways that for what would be capable of a human, essentially.
Yep.
We'll say it like that. I say infinite because it was strangely palpable that there were no edges to the spiritual place. The visions eventually passed, and oddly, I didn't feel any fear during the entire ordeal. Not because I am brave or anything like that, but because I simply did not feel afraid. And I cannot explain why. In the morning, while walking my partner to work, they mentioned that they had a frightening spiritual experience before they went to sleep as well. And I asked for the details. They mentioned that they felt something was pushing terrible, uncharacteristically violent thoughts into their head, and that when they told it to leave, it did. And finally, they mentioned the terrifying bright blue eyes. Oh. I had never shared an experience with my spiritual entity before, but knowing that someone else saw the same thing as I did brought the reality of it to me. My partner felt that it was floating along and feeding on fear.
Okay.
So that's what it means by like a...
So it's not like a physical...
It's something in another dimension that like if your spirit goes there...
Which could be a demon.
A demon or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, neither of us fully understand what it was or what it wanted, and it hasn't been back. From my experience, vampiric spirits come in many shapes and sizes. The most important thing to remember is that many of them were never human to begin with and have no reason to follow the human moral code or any morals at all. They do not live in our world, and they are not bound by any of our rules. They are not something anyone should try to play with out of assumption that they will be like the ones that are in the movies.
That's interesting. Isn't it? I've never heard that take on it before.
Yeah, that's why I said it. I was like, this, it goes a little weird, but also like it just interesting.
Yeah.
You know, that to me also brings up a little sleep paralysis kind of thing.
Yeah,
like of that much. Being conscious and aware of your body, but also knowing that
you're in another place.
Yeah, or... Yeah, it just... There's so many theories on that, but...
I would want to talk to this person and get more.
Yeah.
Like, what are some of your other experiences?
Right. And it's because it's obvious that their spirituality, like, for them...
They're traveling to a different plane of existence.
Exactly.
And this is what they're seeing.
Exactly. But that's interesting. But, I mean, a lot of people who are spiritual and, like, psychics or mediums or whatever, they do encounter, like, going to different planes or, like...
Yeah. Oh, I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, it's a very common thing. So some people might call it like a psychosis. Some people might call you schizophrenic, you know, all the things. But I guess it depends on like how much you believe in spirituality and psychics and that kind of thing. But
and I think there's you know, take out the physical disabilities, if you will. What is that and what is regular abilities, or are they intertwined?
Yeah, no, for sure. I feel like they're intertwined.
I mean, like, there's stories of Joan of Arc and her, she was hearing voices, they were telling her to do things, and it was said that she was being spoke to by God.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just food for thought.
It's food for thought. All of that is that. And that's why I was like, I struggled to find real life vampire encounters, which is probably a great thing because.
Probably.
And it's probably just psychopaths who have that thing that they said where they just want to drink people's blood because there's something wrong with them. Not getting any Edward Cullen around here, okay, guys? So everyone relax.
We can go look.
Team Edward.
Team Jacob. I'm here for the werewolf. Hey, we made this work!
Oh my God! We have to do a play on that when we release this for, like, something. Like,
that's funny.
That is funny, because I am full Team Edward.
I am full Team Jacob in this
Even one. After reading the books, he's a whiny-ass little bitch.
Oh.
Yeah, he was. Just saying.
We see it didn't glitter. Have glitter glowing.
That's what I loved about it. I love that he glittered. Sparkly. See, I feel like you would be much more Team Werewolf, like, cold. I mean, Team Vampire, like, cold and dark and...
Oh, I do love vampires.
Just not Edward. Just and you read Edward. The books?
Of course I read the books.
Yeah.
I read the books before the movies came
out. Yeah, that's why I was... My theory was that anybody who likes Jacob didn't read the books, but...
Sorry.
I am... And I even think Taylor Lautner is hotter than...
I am team...
Robert Pattinson.
Louis. If we're going with teams of creatures...
Louis?
Yeah, from Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie since I was a child.
What?
I haven't seen it since I was a child. I saw it when I was a kid. I'd rewatch that with you. I'd rewatch that with
we
you.
We are watching that.
I used to, my best friend growing up, her mom was obsessed with Brad Pitt. And who's the other guy in it?
Tom Cruise.
Yes, Tom Cruise. Duh.
Lift that.
And so we used to watch it all the time at her house. Definitely terrified me. I could not handle that show.
That is, okay. So now we're going to have to see, are you Team Lestat or Team Louis?
I think I'm going to be.
You
Louis.
Don't know.
No, I'll be Louis. It's Brad Pitt. I can't. It's Brad Pitt.
It's Brad Pitt.
And I do not find Tom Cruise attractive at all. He's icky.
Well, okay, but we're not talking about Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt.
But I still know who he is, so I don't think I could get there. But I still think it'll be Louis. But I vaguely remember the movie. So like I have.
And
but,
there's the new ones. The TV show that they did. It's not with Brad Pitt.
Or I don't want to see it then. Bullshit. All right. Moving on.
Werewolf number two. All right. This is titled Werewolf? ? So this story was told to me by a childhood friend's dad. Me and my friend had known each other for quite some time. Most of the time he lived in town. This is an 8,000 population town, literally in the dead center of Illinois. On the edge of town on a county highway, there was remnants of a small pig farm and slaughterhouse, which was now run down. We don't have a good track record with
slaughterhouses. No, we don't. Slaughterhouses do not go well for us. Ever.
The land of which his family used to hunt on in the 80s. Q, our 8th grade year, and he tells me he's moving out of the country to a new neighbor. Out of the, country, it says, to a new neighborhood. I think it's supposed to say county.
Mm.
Out of the county to a new neighborhood that is being built, upscale homes. His dad had been promoted at the local power plant. This was a mile from the farm / slaughterhouse.
There's your list. Stop.
Okay. I start staying out at his gas. Hang on. I start staying out at his house much more than usual because, well, it was awesome. Lots of money went into it. We would explore the woods during the day, as this was about 1998 or 99, and would then spend our nights inside listening to music and messing with Yahoo group chats. Anyways, one day out in the woods, we come across a pond of decent size, and there's a small island in the middle. My friend sees this and immediately goes pale, tells me we gotta go. He hightails it out without waiting for me to follow. I keep asking him what's going on, but he won't answer me. We finally get back to his house, and his parents are sitting in the kitchen, and we come in through the garage. They see his face and ask him what's wrong. He tells his dad he found the pond. His dad looks sick, and again I ask what the heck is going on. Now, his dad is a pretty straight-laced fellow, not really a sense of humor to speak of since I met him, and would only enjoy a glass of expensive whiskey when he was in the mood. He decides now is one of those moods. After getting his glass, he takes a sip and makes us promise to stay away from there and tells us this story. When he was younger, his dad took him and his brother out to hunt there. This incident happened when he was about 19 and well-seasoned. They got out early and decided to set up by the pond. Slow day, only a couple deer that weren't worth anything. Starting to get this idea that a new spot was needed, they heard rustling from outside the pond across from them. It was a wolf, but those aren't here. Not a thing in our area. At least not capable of walking into a pond. The wolf was looking at the pond like it was investigating, then it stood up on its hind legs. He walked into the water, swam to the middle, and then got up and walked onto the island on two legs. He stood there before lying down and seemed to be falling asleep. They decided to wait to make sure it was out, then slowly back out, getting back to the truck as quick as possible, never going back there to hunt again. Again, this was told to me quite some time ago, but always struck me. My friend's dad never joked with us, he never seemed to have much sense of humor at all, never scared us ever, never made another person laugh. So, seems like a pretty straight-laced guy, and it scared him.
Yeah, it seems very similar to the last story. Like, it was not something that was looking for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It was just them observing.
This is the one that says dog man. Do you think this is dog man?
Yeah. So, like, I guess we would have to go into, like, what dog man does to people when they see it. Like, you know, sometimes things invoke fear or...
Yeah, well, Dogman was something that was originally a radio hoax.
Mm-hmm.
But creatures being described like as that had been around forever.
Yeah.
But Dogman, like the name itself, was a radio hoax.
Okay.
But now it's been adopted into other things. But Dogman is from Michigan. Illinois is not far from Michigan.
Yeah, no.
So.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cryptid.
Cryptid.
Werewolf.
Dogman.
I mean, all of it sounds like, yeah, legit story things. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, who knows?
But it didn't really do anything. I guess it's the standing up on hind legs.
It's probably like the size, standing up on hind legs. Like, we all know that a dog walking like that is
not normal. Yeah.
So
no wolves in Illinois.
Right, that too. So. There's that. And it's clearly not a dog, too. Like, they could tell it's not a dog. So,
yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
All right, well, this one is where shit gets even weirder, everybody.
Yours are real weird.
Mine
are pretty easy.
Definitely weird. And again, not saying that we believe in all of this, okay, guys? So, like, this is all...
No, these are other people's accounts, and we're just
reading them and seeing what we think. So, this involves aliens now.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
We like our aliens.
So, I actually, like, this... Who knows if the story is real short and sweet, but I actually thought it was interesting, so... Which, we'll have theories on this at the end. I know.
Okay.
Okay. So, the title of it is Vampire Encounters Which Echo UFO Abduction Reports.
Interesting. Okay, so now we're intermingling.
Yes. So, this also somewhat puts Mothman in there somehow. So, the beginning to this, it says, I remember reading something in Mothman Prophecies about a van transporting blood from a donation center being followed by a UFO, and I think it extended an arm and tried to grab the van or something. Not sure. It's been a decade, and then it says, oh, here's the article.
Okay.
So let's go. So in March 1967, a truly astonishing UFO attack took place in West Virginia, apparently supporting the vampiric theories I was entertaining at the time. While the other UFO investigators had been collecting endless descriptions of things seen in the sky, I was examining dead animals in remote fields, pondering the real meaning behind the bloodless carcasses.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Okay.
Because that is a common thing with aliens, are dead animals with bloodless carcasses. Sometimes when they find crop circles and stuff like that, there will be animals.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, some of the alien shows I've watched, I remember hearing that theory, that all the blood has been drained out of them.
Ugh.
And that is a common thing, I think, in certain parts. I don't know for sure where, but anyways. One night of March 5th, a Red Cross blood mobile was traveling along Route 2, which runs parallel to the Ohio River. Bew Schertzer, Bo Schertzer, 21, and a young nurse had been out all day collecting human blood that they were heading back to Huntington, West Virginia with a van filled with fresh blood.
Sounds like an accident waiting to happen.
Right. The road was dark and cold, and there was very little traffic. As they moved along the particularly deserted stretch, there was a flash in the woods on a nearby hill, and a large white glowing, a white glow appeared. So just a white glow. It rose slowly into the air and flew straight for their vehicle. Oh my God, what is that? Cried the nurse. I'm not going to stick around to find out, Schertzer answered. Pushing his foot down on the gas, the object effortlessly swooped over the van and stayed with it. Schertzer rolled down his window and looked up. He was horrified to see some kind of arm or extension being lowered from the luminous thing cruising only a few feet above the bloodmobile.
Ooh. So it wasn't on top of it. It was flying.
Flying. It was flying above it. With it. And then it had an arm that was coming down to try and...
Don't like that.
Don't like that either. It's trying to get us, the nurse yelled, watching another arm come down on her side. It looked as if the flying object was trying to wrap pincher-like devices around the vehicle. Schertzer poured on the horses. I obviously mean put his foot on the gas.
Yeah.
But the objects kept pace with them easily. Apparently, they were saved by a sudden appearance of headlights from approaching traffic. As the other cars neared, the object retracted its arms and fastly flew away. Both young people rushed to the police in a state of hysteria, and the incident was mentioned briefly on a radio newscast that night, but not picked up by the newspapers. In cases like this, we have to ask, did the UFO intend to carry the bloodmobile, or was it there? Was it all a sham to prove UFOs are interested in blood? Later, I tried to check it out to find if any bloodmobiles had actually vanished anywhere, but the Red Cross thought I was a bit nuts.
Oh.
But I haven't find myself wondering if we were to hear about people who got away.
Hmm.
So this isn't necessarily vampires, but it is. Right. It goes on the theory that aliens want our blood for something.
And aliens are maybe the vampires.
Yeah, could be. In certain situations. So, which I feel like, I mean, if we think about this, if they really do want to know more about us and our species, whatever that is, like, they maybe they want our blood. Us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Without doing harm, a great way of getting our blood would be to get it from a
bloodmobile.
A bloodmobile. So, there's that. Like
that's
I said,
an interesting one.
I struggled with finding vampire stories, but...
Yeah, but yours
stories,
were three very different stories.
Yeah, and that was it. Because, I mean, I couldn't find any that was like, oh, there was a guy, and he bit my neck, and he sucked the blood out of me, and I died. Or something like that. That was a theory.
On TikTok, there's someone called, I believe it's Jenny the Vampire.
Oh. She says she's a vampire?
She says she's a vampire.
Good for her.
Okay, last story. I think I saw a dogman slash werewolf in rural France. There are a lot of names of towns in here that I'm not going to get right.
Okay.
So I, 18-year-old male, live in northwestern France or Normandy area. It is not a place with endless forests. It is flat and boring. Since I was a kid, I would stay for 2 weeks during the spring holidays at my grandparents' house in Jura region in eastern France. The Jura region is a hilly place with a lot of forest and amazing wildlife, so it's the opposite of where I'm from. During my time here, I usually go deep into the woods to pick mushrooms and berries, but I never saw something weird. The animals you always see are the deer, fox, badger, wild boar, squirrels, rabbits, and recently, wolves have been back in this area of France. If I remember correctly, it was the 2nd of May, 2022, and as I said, I was in the forest near the village of Giron, we'll say. Giron to pick berries. I was alone there with no one around, but it was not something strange because it was a very sparsely populated part of France. The thing that felt strange was the fact that I did not see any animals. No deer, no wild boars, no fox. It was silent. Not gonna lie, I was starting to get scared because the silence was making me uncomfortable, but I decided to keep picking berries because my mom wanted to make some pies, and I love pie. I mean,
who doesn't?
Same. I was walking in the woods and I could see a clearing. And I was thinking about taking a break in this place because I had been walking for almost an hour. It was until I saw that very big dark mass that was bipedal. So that means walking on two legs.
Yes.
And it was standing in the clearing. I stopped walking and I was staring at the thing behind the trees for like 20 seconds before running back to the village. It was very tall and hairy, probably 7 feet tall. And he did put it in centimeters and just making it easier. Because I would hear 210 centimeters and be like, what?
We know. Let's not even get me started on...
Let's ask your husband. No!
But what about me? I says, you go into the other metric system and just...
He even wrote in here, 7 feet for you Americans.
Thank you for that. For us dummies.
It looked like a bipedal wolf. Is that, am I saying that right? Bipedal?
You're asking me?
Okay.
Yep, bipedal. I'm going to go with that's correct. Bipedal that wolf. That is correct.
Like a half dog, half human. I don't know if that thing saw me, but I did not put a foot in, but I have not put a foot in this forest since. When I was back at my grandparents' house, I gave my mom the berries I picked and I stayed in my room for the rest of the day. I did a lot of research about the wildlife in the Jura region to see if I saw something of some kind of rare animal, but no, what I saw was not an animal. While making the research, I stumbled across a story from the 16th century. In the story, it was a story of a werewolf that was killing children in the village of Amange in the Jura. That's what we kind of talked about earlier. Even though Amange is pretty far from Guyrin, it's still in the Jura area, and there's a possible connection. I was freaked out by the discovery, but I wanted to know more about werewolves and the stories in this part of France. So I watched a two-hour-long video about two women who were talking about what they saw in Jura. When I looked at the drawing that one of the women in the video did, my heart stopped because it looked exactly like what I saw. I know that werewolves are part of the Jura folklore. There is even a celebration that takes place the last weekend of June to celebrate the story of the werewolf of Amange. Since this experience, I haven't been able to sleep well at my grandparents' house because I felt like I was being watched. The view from my window is nothing but a big forest, so it's not very reassuring. I'm back in Normandy since May 9th. I'm back in Normandy since May 9th, but I'm thinking about it every day, and now I want to go back. I didn't tell anyone about this sighting yet because I don't want to sound crazy, and I don't have any pictures to prove that I'm not lying. What do you guys think? Am I crazy? I don't think he's crazy.
I don't think so either.
I mean, that's where the story of werewolves originated.
Yeah, that sounds very accurate.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he saw something.
He saw something.
And if that's where it originated, that
to me especially seems... if we are to take this at face value.
Yeah.
And he didn't know anything about the creature and he looked it up and saw the connection to what he saw, right. Then it sounds pretty legit.
Yeah, I agree. So, dang. But those are all consistent.
Yeah.
That's what I think is the thing. So, what always gets me is when stories are consistent. It's the consistencies of the things that people are like seeing when it's all the same. And
from different parts of the world.
World, yes. Mm-hmm. And different, you know, cultures, different everything. But it's the same thing that people are seeing. Mm-hmm. That's where I struggle to be like, it's not real.
Right.
Because
we
just says, who knows?
We just haven't figured out what exactly it is yet.
It is the wild, weird, and unknown.
Tis that.
It is that. Oh, weird. Well, that is all we got today for encounters.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was fun.
I like it.
I know. It was a good one. So
we have some fun stuff coming up for you in fall. Like we said, we have some... spooky stories. Some
lots
very
of spooky things. Stuff coming but up. If you guys have any two topics you want us to do for encounters, our next encounters, let us know. Because these ones are fun for us to kind of...
And they don't have to be related. How like...
No, they don't. These just were ones that we randomly chose both times and seemed easy. But like, I don't know, if you have like a cryptid you want us to like find stories on, like let us know and we'll...
We could do the Chupacabra.
That was the one, because my cousin had said that. So maybe we'll do one with some cryptids, maybe not as well-known
maybe
cryptids.
Maybe we'll do Flesh Movers.
I started looking into some...
Those ones are creepy.
The Flesh Movers, yes. That, we'll report back on that, what we're going to do about that situation.
We'll see. We'll find out what is appropriate for us to relay and what's not.
Yes. So, anyways, we hope you guys are doing well. Get yourself a glass of the lunatic soup.
Enjoy these last few weeks of winter.
No, but we don't know when this is airing.
Enjoy the season that we're in.
You can find us on social media at Lunatic Soup Podcast on basically everything.
And then lunaticsouppodcast@gmail.com.
And our website, lunaticsouppodcast.com. Basically just type in Lunatic Soup
and
anything
and
you'll find us.
You can get merch on there.
Yeah, go get yourself a Lunatic Soup cup, a Sour Slut cup.
Go get yourself some Lunatic Soup.
Yeah, and go get a cider because we all need some in our life.
Yes, we do.
All right, thanks for listening, you guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.